This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable Don Bacon. He represents the 2nd Congressional District of Nebraska, member of the House Ag Committee and the Armed Services Committee, and it's great to see you.
Well, thank you, Tony. And you can't beat that name, St. James, one of my favorite books in the Bible.
There you go. Let's talk about you, though. You're a member of the House Ag Committee and serve on a few subcommittees as well. Tell me what's going on as we move into this 117th session.
Well, the biggest issue right now in the committee that I'm the ranking member on is we have a record number of people on the SNAP program. We've added SNAP benefits at about 15%, and we're coming out of COVID. At some point, we got to go back to normal. And we're not there yet. We're SNAP is at a higher level. Unemployment, we've doubled the state unemployment benefits. And the fact is, if you look at all the benefits that are going out, an average person, if they're taking all these benefits in, whether it's unemployment, SNAP, housing assistance, you're looking at about $3,500 a month in government subsidy or government money. And what we're seeing is it's disincentivizing many getting back in the workforce. 48% of the small businesses want to hire right now, and they can't find the people. Unemployment went up. It's a contradiction. And basically, it's the federal government interfering with the economy in a bad way.
Is that a concern you hear when you go back home? I would imagine there are a few concerns. Being a congressman, you usually hear concerns from people. So what are you hearing?
Small businesses, mid-sized businesses, they're being hurt economically. They want to grow, and they can't. They can't find the workers. Why? Because folks are earning a significant amount, not just in one program, multiple programs. And so if you're earning $3,500 a month for not working, and someone offers you $4,000, you got to make this judgment. Do I want to work 40 hours times 4 weeks for $500? And some people are not doing it. And that's what we're seeing. We're hearing it. Like I said, 48% of the business community wants to hire, and they can't find workers. Yet unemployment went up. That is a sign of a federal government that has hurt our economy and has interfered in it in a bad way.
You talk about interference, and one of the areas that I imagine is a hot topic and maybe is going to become a hot topic is waters of the U.S. Is that something that's on your radar?
When I went back home over the last 3 or 4 months, when you talk to ranchers and farmers, anybody in the ag community, their two big concerns was President Biden's plans to raise taxes on farmers through the inheritance tax, getting rid of stepped-up bases, which is an attack on the family farms. And the other area is the 30 by 30 plan. Only less than 5% of Nebraska is federally owned land. So there's the question, how are you going to get 30% set aside? And so there's deep suspicion that, Joe Biden's policies are going to, hurt the farmers with this. Now, when I ran for Congress in 16, waters of the U.S. was one of the top issues for farmers. When you start calling ditches waterways, like it's running barges and other things down a ditch, you got a problem. And the farmers are common sense people. And that policy from President Obama did not make sense. And so President Trump was able to put it to the side. Now Joe Biden wants to return it. So I guarantee when I go back home, waters of the U.S. will be one of the top issues in our farming community.
Last one here for you is you kind of look down the road, and obviously you're on other committees as well. You're on the Armed Services Committee. But when you look at everything that's on your plate as you head through the rest of this year, are there some things down the road that you're watching, whether it's in the Ag Committee or Armed Services Committee or just the House in general?
On the Armed Services Committee, it's interesting that Joe Biden wants to raise overall spending by 16%. So he wants to raise federal spending by 16%, yet the military is going to be cut. Homeland Security gets zero increase. So you can see where the priorities are at. And yet the administration will say China is this big threat. We have to prepare for China. But their actions are not matching the words there. So that's going to be a concern for us in the Armed Services Committee. They're not preparing us for China. The budget makes that clear. On the agriculture side, we're going to start preparing for the farm bill. And so we, I think the biggest issue right now, we need to get us back to normal. We're coming out of COVID. We can't be living as if we're in the middle of the COVID crisis as we're coming out of the COVID crisis. And we have to help people get back to work. So I think that's, there are some reforms that we could be doing. We want to incentivize healthy foods within the SNAP program. So I think that would be important. A lot of the states have been wavered on accountability. We need to put states back under accountability so they're tracking the SNAP program better and other government assistance programs. I think we want to incentivize innovation and find different ways to do this better. So those are some of the things that we want to do in the agriculture. Overall, though, we have a lot of crises in this country with this new administration. We have a border crisis that they're unwilling to talk about and fix. They haven't been to the border. We have a financial crisis with inflation at a 13-year high. And so we just got a lot of issues we're going to have to work on. And I think the problems are getting worse, and the administration is not dealing with them.
Well, we know you've got a boat full of issues to handle and a lot of work to do. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your service, and we wish you the best.
Thank you.
Again, it's the Honorable Don Bacon. He represents the 2nd Congressional District of Nebraska on today's Agribusiness Report.